Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPietro and Rothenberg.
I want everyone, the company, unite. I want you all on the lookout. Dave Rothenberg comes into your establishment and doesn't tip. I want pictures. I want posts. I would order you pizza under a different name now. I mean, now you've ticked off the pizza community.
The pizza community loves me. The place we get pizza from, they adore me. Oh, hey, Dave, how are you? Great.
Yeah, that's what they say to your face.
Without me picking up a pie, then they have no job.
Yeah, you're cheap is what you're.
No.
This is DPietro and Rothenberg.
And you see how Bassett pitched yesterday?
I did not.
He pitched well.
Good.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, time for a little Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. DPHR Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. Let's get to a couple of Yankees calls, and then we'll get into the NFL. And someone's on the line that would like to give me a tip. How nice is that?
He doesn't want to give you a real tip. He wants to give you a piece of advice tip.
No.
I gave one. See what I did? The verbal tip.
He wants to tip Dave.
You can't do that to me at the end of a show either, by the way.
What do you mean?
Yeah, go see what I did? I gave him the verbal tip. You can't do that.
Why?
I'm trying to close the show out. You can't do that to me.
Sorry. Let's find out about this tip before we get to the Yankees, before we get to the NFL. Dave in the truck, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Absolutely. Dave Rothenberg and Ricky Pietro should both get tips because I have to drive from Keysby to Oxford, New Jersey right now, and you guys are keeping me awake.
See?
But I'm in the middle. I am on the middle of this tipping debate. I believe, Rick, there are times to tip, but Dave, you do not tip the pizza guy who hands you a pizza in a place. Absolutely not. No way.
This is a great call.
They jack those pies up anyway. You think they're not compensating for that? They got tip on top of that? No way.
I
love Dave. I'm a sick junkie fan. And what's crazy is I agree with Dave more than I should, but I do love you guys. Even though Rick plays the Islanders and I'm a crazy Ranger fan, I wouldn't pull a Will Smith on you. But, quickly to the Yankees, when do we start looking at Cashman putting this team together? Spending money, not wisely. I'm a crazy Met fan. I'm just looking at this totally dispassionately. But I think you got to start looking at Cashman and putting his feet to the fire. Boys, you all get tips in my book. I love you guys. I'm out.
Thank you.
See? I would say this, though. Where would you rather him not spend the money, though? Everyone wanted Gerrit Cole, correct?
Yeah, well, Gerrit Cole you had to bring in, yes.
Okay, so you brought in Gerrit Cole. Everyone wanted DJ LeMahieu, right?
Most, yes.
Everybody wanted DJ LeMahieu.
Most.
He's your MVP. Stop. Everyone wanted DJ LeMahieu.
Don't ask me a question. I give you an answer, then you belittle me.
Well, yeah,
most
everyone
Yankees
wanted
fans
DJ LeMahieu.
Wanted LeMahieu.
Yes. Did you want Donaldson?
No.
Probably not.
Nobody wanted Donaldson.
Stanton,
I didn't. Yeah, I think they were okay with Stanton. I think they looked at 50-plus home runs, and we got it for nothing. Yeah, I think most Yankee fans were excited about that deal.
Yeah, but if you would have known then what you know now.
Oh,
well,
I agree with that,
deal.
But that's different. You didn't know that. The ones that I think upset them, Donaldson, I think Rizzo, they found to me because it was, I don't know, almost neutral.
Well, it wasn't the best of the best.
And then not bringing in Correa. I think those three are the what the hell happened here moments for the Yankees fan.
Well, not even just Correa. I mean, it's just not. Yankees fans aren't used to that. When a GM comes out and says, hey, we need to address these certain positions, and then you look at what's available, and you end up with, and he's a good player, Kiner Falefa and Anthony Rizzo, and then you Ender Inciarte as your outfield help.
It's underwhelming. That's the truth.
That's not what they expect.
It's under.
But then you look at their payroll and you're like, where's all this? I mean, where's all this money going?
What are they at, 255 or something?
That, yeah, well, depending on what happens with Judge's arbitration case, he wants 7. He wants 21. They say 17.
Right. So they're close. You think they get a deal done before the season?
Sounds like. I mean, they've almost talked themselves into doing it.
Well, they have no choice. He has great leverage now, huh?
Yeah, they gave him the leverage.
Yep. DPHO Rothenberg presented, as always, by Progressive Insurance. Let's go to Mike in Oakdale. Good morning, Mike. You're on 98.7.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show.
What's going on, bud?
I just want to say, I think the Yanks are doing the right thing. I think they should not make moves right now. They have so many ifs. Like, why make a move right now when you could have a bigger if later? Maybe Severino comes back and is great. Maybe one of these other guys turns into a stud, you know, and the pitching isn't the problem, it's the hitting. So I think if they wait to the deadline, they can see what their biggest problem is, and then they can make the moves.
Well, but once you get to the postseason, pitching is going to be a problem. And as far as Severino's
going,
Severino's pitched 18 innings in 3 years. I mean, how much... And now he's dealing with general soreness. Like, how
and
much
you,
can you, count
you don't
on him?
Think if Luis Castillo is available at the deadline that there's going to be teams lined up paying through the nose for someone like that?
Yeah, see, this is why you would do it now as opposed to wait. But, I mean, you saw Cashman last year. I mean, he realized that, you know, his lineup was too right-hand heavy, so he went out and he got Gallo and he got Rizzo.
And Gallo, those guys are not great players.
Well, I mean, Gallo should have been a lot better than he was.
But he's not a
great
player.
He's good defensively. No,
I mean,
he's a home run guy.
If there is an ace, if there is a Manai, if there's a Montas, if there is a Castillo, you're going to have to really pay for that. You're not going to get that on the cheap.
Castillo for sure. And then I would say as far as price tags are concerned, heaviest price tag would be Castillo, then Montas, then Manai.
Yes.
Manai would be
the
cheapest.
Salary situation and
the control
you have over that guy.
Yeah.
Marco,
but they
got
to figure out. But Dave, they got to figure out what they're doing with. I mean, I think everyone's pretending like this whole LeMahieu thing's just going to work itself out.
What choice do they have?
Well, they don't. But it's like, I mean, what are we doing here? I know Donaldson at some point probably will get hurt and he'll have time off. But I mean, this is, I don't know, man. Like LeMahieu, when LeMahieu's right, is one of your most important players. Like I don't know. His best position is second. He's not that great.
He's not going to play second.
At some point, he's going to have to play a little second.
Well, I'm sure he'll fill in. He'll sprinkle in at first, second, maybe third, DH. He'll play 5-6 days a week.
Yeah, I don't know. We're talking about defense.
You want to go to Marco?
Yeah, if you want to go to Marco, you drive the show. Let's go.
I drive the show. I tried to go to Marco. You gave me a big impediment. You stood right in my way.
I'm trying to add to the conversation.
Well, I don't know about that. Marco, Brooklyn. Go ahead, Marco.
What's up, guys? Who do you think job is more secure, or who would be on the hot seat first? Cashman or Belichick?
Belichick?
Well, he's because he heard what Kraft said. He's not happy they haven't won a playoff game.
Oh, come on.
Belichick will leave when Belichick wants to leave.
Belichick can go whenever the day is that he wants to be done. And shame on Bob
I think
Kraft.
You might say the same thing about Cashman, too, at this point. I mean, they just gave Aaron Boone an extension.
Well, that seems silly. There's no way that Cashman should have the same rope as Bill Belichick.
No, I understand that. But, I mean, again, we don't know what the objective from ownership is for Brian Cashman. If it's, you know, let's keep making us money, make us, you know, make the playoffs, and we'll see what happens, then he's doing a good job. Right? I mean, if that's what he's being told to do, let's make sure we're a playoff team and we'll see what happens once we get
there. I guess.
There.
I mean, I don't think the Yankees fan looks at that as a success.
No, I understand that, but what does that matter? Is the Yankees fan going to stop watching the Yankees or going to games?
No.
Okay, so then what's the problem?
Well, I mean, you could always say that, as long as you're making money, but they'll always make money. They're the Yankees.
Okay, I mean, have you ever heard the Yankees talk about money as much as the Yankees have been talking about money?
It seems to be a big thing now.
Okay. How much they lost, I mean, you got to pay this bill, and this bill is due and everything else. You never heard that before.
Never. And George would, listen, and I don't think George was perfect by any stretch.
Stadium bonds and every other thing.
Stood in the way oftentimes of this team having success, but you would have never got this from George.
No, just spend your money better. That's it.
Well, you had to do this offseason. Don't make the trade for Donaldson. Sign Correa to that short-term deal, and you're a better team than you are now.
You're absolutely a better team. I just don't know if that deal was available. I mean, you want to start talking. I mean, holding people accountable. If that deal was available for the Yankees and they didn't do it, that's a problem.
So you're telling me that the Correa camp went to the Twins and said, "We'll do this deal with you, but we won't do it with the Yankees."
Maybe he didn't want to be a Yankee. You don't know. I don't know. I mean, that's a possibility. I don't know why that would be the case. I would rather play for the Yankees than the Twins. That's just me, but I mean, maybe it feels like Minnesota's a good spot for him. He hits well there, that he's going to go there, play well,
maybe,
and make a ton of money.
I don't know. I can't imagine there's somebody walking the earth that says, yeah, send me to Minnesota over New York.
No, especially coming from Houston, where he's, you know what I mean, a really good team that competes for championships.
Yep, absolutely. And that's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract and no compromise. 1-800-919-3776. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take, because this is going to be a great call. And then we're going to take a break and come back and get to the overtime in the NFL. Mike in Great Neck. Good morning, Mike. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Boys, we waste so much time talking about the lowly Knicks. The Yankees, we've got 8 months to talk about the Yankees. NFL season is like 10 years away. What about the Rangers with this huge win last night? Is this team legit or not? What are we doing here? We got the best New York sports team, and we don't spend a minute talking about it.
Now, Mike, that's not fair. Mike, how did we open the show?
We opened the show with them, Mike.
We opened the show with the Rangers and spent good time on the Rangers.
I was on it, dude. I'm sorry. All right. Wasn't on the open. I apologize.
Mike, here's the thing. Let me give you guys every person that – Mike, let me explain something to someone. Okay, so the fact that you called is great, because there's nothing more than I want to do is talk about hockey. I would spend 3 hours every day talking about hockey. That's just not the case. So anyone that's listening that's a hockey fan, Islanders, Devils, Rangers, whatever, if you want to talk hockey, call in. Because if you call in, we're going to talk about it. Otherwise, if we start talking about it and nobody calls in, that's a sign to us that we should probably move on to a different topic. I'd love to talk about the Rangers.
We can't get people motivated about this team. The Knicks are garbage.
No, we're motivated. We're motivated. We're excited. Go ahead. Instead of calling and complaining about we don't talk hockey, why don't you spend a minute and discuss what the Rangers did going into Pittsburgh and beating them last night?
Let's do the hockey.
I think last night was a turning point. I think this team defense has really stepped up. I think Drury made these great moves at the deadline, and their defense just looked different last night. They looked hungry. They looked like they were protecting Shesterkin, except for the last couple minutes. And I think this team can make a run. I think they could get hot.
Mike? What is make a run?
I think Eastern Conference Finals.
Wow.
I think Eastern.
So let's think about this now. Thanks for the call. All right,
you got
to
beat
Rangers
Pittsburgh.
The Eastern Conference Finals. You'd have to beat Pittsburgh,
and then you probably got to beat Carolina. Carolina's a good team, man.
So what? Honestly, if you think that you realistically can beat Pittsburgh and Carolina, why stop there?
Well, because now you're talking about. I mean, now you're talking about two of the best teams in the league, too. I mean, now you're talking about Florida, who's
all right,
a machine.
I think you'd be Florida. If you've just gone out and beaten Pittsburgh and Carolina.
Well, Carolina, yes. Pittsburgh is. I don't think Pittsburgh's at the same level as.
All right,
as
but he's just said he thinks they can win. Then why stop there? Why not look and say, you know what? There's no reason the Rangers can't go beyond that. Then let's just say they can win the cup.
Well,
then.
Because people don't want to get crazy like you. People don't want to start trying to jinx their team.
I don't want to jinx it.
Now you set all these crazy high expectations. To
no, I
yourself.
Told you. I've told you for months. I don't think the Rangers are ready to win the cup, but I'm excited at what the prospect is right now.
Okay, so be excited if this team gets to the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, no one expected that. Nobody.
No, would be absolutely phenomenal.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Jim Irsay, Colts owner, of course, on the Jaguars, said, what an awful loss in Week 18. No disrespect to Jacksonville, but that is the worst team in the NFL.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he was the first one to come out, right? I mean, with the whole Wentz thing. Wasn't he the first one to come out and make it sound like they were going to move off of Wentz?
He's not happy with him. I don't know how you could be. Wentz was brutal. That game especially, he was brutal in that game.
Yeah, it's still amazing to me that they gave up a first-round pick and they're already done with him.
Well, I actually respect it.
No, I do too. I mean, that's fine.
Rather than sit here and you know, multiply this whole thing and make it worse, just be done with it. If you know you made a mistake, then own it and move on from it.
No, I get it. I understand. I mean, they want to win now. I mean, they could use a couple wide receivers here, but... And then for Washington to just jump all over it.
That I think, is the comical thing.
You want to talk about like a poorly run franchise.
I want to play poker with Washington.
It's amazing to me, though. You just, like, if it was going to ever be good again, it was going to be in Indy with Frank Reich. And they got rid of him after one season and a first-round pick. And then you
and
jump
Washington
all over
is hot and heavy.
Desperate.
Carson Wentz is available. Guys, get him immediately. Wow. Jimmy Garoppolo is still on the Niners.
He's got a yellow blazer? Let's get him.
Yeah, he's color coordinated with what we do. Sign him up.
Get him now.
I mean,
immediately.
You could have had Mayfield. You could have had Garoppolo. You could have had Matt Ryan, and you went with Carson Wentz.
You went with Carson Wentz. Yeah,
terrible. All right. So, the NFL overtime rules. I find it hard to believe that people are so crazily passionate about it. It's like, there's always going to be something about these overtime rules in the postseason that you're not happy with. So now it's you get a turn, they get a turn. Now, does that continue through the overtime?
No. Then it becomes sudden death.
All right. So you get a turn, you score, kick the extra point.
Yep.
I get a turn, I score, kick the extra point. Now, does it go back to you or do we flip a coin again?
No, I think it goes back to you.
So now it goes back to you, and now people are going to freak out because now it becomes sudden death. Now, is it sudden death that I can kick a field goal or I have to score a touchdown?
I believe it's sudden death, just next score wins.
Next score wins.
But again, what you've done is now you've eliminated the whole coin flip.
Yes. What you've done now is made so that Josh Allen gets a chance to touch the football in overtime.
Yeah, or Patrick Mahomes. The same thing happened to Kansas City.
Right. When New England took the football, went right down the field. I don't know. And maybe I'm wrong. People are so crazed about it. It's like, all right, fine. I mean, I don't think anything is going to ultimately make people 100% happy every single day.
Well, I don't know how this wouldn't make you happy at this point. For all those people that complain that both teams don't get to touch the football, because, I mean, forget about defense. Who cares about defense now? But they went on. So over the past decade, teams that have won the coin flip in overtime in the postseason were 10-2.
Yes.
And seven of those wins were on the first possession. So those are the numbers that they leaned on to approve the rule. And it's only in the postseason, like I said yesterday.
So the regular season overtime remains the same?
Remains the same.
So you get the ball, you score a touchdown, game over.
You win. Because we don't want those games. We don't want those 1 o'clock games running into the 4 o'clock games.
Nope, they don't want them bleeding in.
Nope.
Can we also, why not start every 4 o'clock game at 4:25? Do we need the 4 or 5 starts?
No, I need a break. The 4:25 is nice. Stretch my legs a little bit.
It's gorgeous. The 4:25 is beautiful. And if you have a game that turns out it takes a very long time, for the most part, the most 1 o'clock games are over by 4:25.
For the most part, yeah.
So I don't need games starting at 4:05.
No, me either. Listen, 4:25 is great. Stretch the legs, grab a drink, some food, some extra food, whatever. Get off the couch. Stretch a little bit.
I said to Alex the other day, I go, Alex, only 5 months till football season. That's still a very long time. I said, yeah, no, you're right.
It is a long time, but that hasn't stopped. Then we got the draft coming up.
4 weeks from tomorrow.
I mean, free agency's been crazy.
It really has, with
the quarterback movement and everything else.
I know. It's so good.
Football's the best.
It really is. But here's the thing. The football offseason was never great. It never was.
No, but they're smart, though. They made it great. They realized they wanted to be a topic of conversation for the entire year. Why stop? And once the fantasy football and everything kicked in, everyone's dialed in.
So it's so good. Let's go to Anthony and Jackson. Anthony, you're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, guys. Nice to finally talk to you guys. I never called in.
We're thrilled, win, Anthony, that you made the call today. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
That Jaguars win week 18 was huge for me. I'm a Steelers fan. So that helped us get into the playoffs.
Sure did.
But besides that,
I still can't believe the Steelers got into the playoffs.
Yeah, it was a miracle. Those new overtime rules, I saw Mike Tomlin was saying he prefers if we went back to the old ways, the original ways where it's sudden death off the bat.
With a field goal?
Yeah, you can't do that now, though. The kicking games are too good. You can't do that
Wait,
now.
Wait, you get two first downs, you're in field goal range.
Listen, I'll tell you one person who would be in favor of that rule.
The Ravens?
Yes. John Harbaugh would be like, absolutely, let's do
you
that.
You see, he got an extension with Baltimore?
3-year extension, yep.
Yeah. Listen, I don't know what the right thing is. I know the wrong thing is to say the first team to score anything wins. That'd be awful.
Yeah, not with the kicking games now. No one wants that.
No, nobody wants that. You know who hates the new overtime rules? Hates it.
I saw yesterday a couple. Marcus Spears hates it.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up. Here is Marcus Spears, ESPN yesterday, discussing how much he hates the new overtime rule.
This is about feelings. This is about people's feelings being hurt because their team didn't get a chance to get the football. Everybody should get an opportunity. Please, when you put 11 defenders on the field and when you put 11 offensive players on the field, that is your opportunity. I hate it. You hear me? I hate it. It ain't that I dislike it. I hate it because the NFL should be built on competition. And as a defensive player, it just feels like every year is something to try to diminish the value of playing defense in the NFL year in, year out. I hate it.
Couple things. Firstly, do you think they were like, Marcus's points are they're getting bland and benign? Play music. Get some music under him.
Yeah, I was told in this business is always you add music. It makes it more interesting.
It makes it fancier and more exciting. I know a lot of people do. I don't feel so strongly about this.
He's a defensive player, though.
I guess I like this better than what it was before.
Marcus Spears is a defensive player. And I think, and Booger was the same way. Now, you couldn't really see Booger because his camera looked like, it was awful. But that's what these guys are going to say.
These guys are going to say, you know what? If you want to get the ball and
stop
score
them
on your own, then stop them. That's always
going to
be their
not only
tact.
That, though. I mean, if that's the game you're going to point to, right? Like, if that's the straw that broke the camel's back was that Bills-Chiefs game. I mean, what are the Bills doing?
Well, there was, 13 seconds left and let him go right down the field in three plays and kick a field goal.
Exactly. So he deserved to lose. I mean, deserve to win? No.
It shouldn't have gone to overtime.
No, and then they march down the field and they score touchdowns. So, again, like it's all about the quarterbacks, and defensive players feel a way about it because it's de-emphasizing the defense. I mean, as a player, you're taught it's three facets to the game, right? They go, why did Green Bay lose outside of the fact that Aaron Rodgers could only score a touchdown? Because their special team stunk.
Yeah, they were terrible.
So now, because, I mean, that's the entertainment value, and you want to watch, especially in a game like that where the quarterback's just playing out of their minds, people wanted to see Josh Allen get the ball.
So is this perfect for you? Like, what would your ideal overtime situation be? Is this it?
No, this isn't it. I was fine with the way that it was. I actually preferred what, I think it was Tennessee.
What, well, yeah,
had proposed.
You score and go for two?
If you score and you go for two.
So you score
because then you don't deserve to win.
Now you
don't deserve to get the ball.
Now it's over.
Yeah, I mean, if the team decides they want to go for two, you don't deserve. Like if you let them go down the field, score a touchdown on their first possession, and then get 2 points, then no, you don't deserve to get the ball.
Do you think there's ever a coach who would have the other team score, kick the extra point, up by seven, his team scores, rather than now send it into this sudden death? You know, a field goal wins it for the other team. He goes for two.
How awesome would that be?
Oh, my God.
That's swinging it, though. You've got to have a lot of job security.
I'm nervous just thinking about that.
How good would that be? But
if your entire season, now you're in the playoffs, and all of it comes down to 1 2-point conversion.
Now how good would that be?
It would be too much for me to handle. If that was the Giants, I would just pass out on the spot.
No, you'd run a quarterback sneak is what you would have done.
Yeah, you're funny. The Dollar Shave Club, six-blade razor brings noticeably smooth. No, Santy. No.
He loved it. Santy loves that stuff. Kay actually makes a good point, though. I mean, it's almost, I'm not going to say it's an advantage because you still have to go down and score, but I mean, the team that gets the ball first isn't going to call plays with the same kind of sense of urgency that the team that gets the ball second is going to.
Right. But if the team that, gets the ball second has to get a touchdown, then they're behind the eight ball already.
Oh, yeah, exactly right.
So kind of evens the playing field a little bit. All right, can I now do my read without you interrupting me?
As long as you do it well. Don't choke all over it.
Listen, you just shut up. I mean, do you just heckle your the kids that are on Milo's team? Or do you promote the greatness from them?
I don't heckle my own teammates.
All right. Oh, yeah?
This is how I get the best out of you, though. This is pushing you. Each person has a certain, little way to get the best out of them.
And this is not the way that works for me. Just get out of my way and let me do my job, please.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I saw the stat yesterday, and I guess I can believe it just because, they've been pretty much a dumpster fire. So the Cleveland Cavaliers have secured their first winning season without LeBron James. Since
1997-98. Wow. That's a long time.
That's the first winning season without LeBron. That's crazy.
You see what you just did there, though?
What?
Like, I thought I was bringing up a good topic.
That's not a great topic. I mean, what are we sitting here doing? Go back and forth? I don't care that much.
All right. So are we allowed to do that now? If there's something that doesn't interest me, I just say I don't care. We move on.
Right, yeah, we'll just change the topic.
All right,
topic,
great.
What do you want to do?
Okay.
I mean, we can talk about the game if you want. I don't need
That's fine. It's fine. I didn't know I was eligible to say I don't care and move on. But now that I know, that's a good thing to have in my holster.
No, because you used the read to ambush me into talking about what you want to talk about, which is this basketball game, which I'm more than happy to talk about.
It's not like I brought up rock throwing. I brought up the Final Four.
I have watched rock skipping before, though. It's intense.
Well, I don't want to talk about that.
All right, so let's talk. I'm excited about it. I may come over the hump
for it.
No, forget
it. Now you've ruined the mood.
No, because you're not bringing up the game.
No, it's like I had the mood lighting. I had the champagne. I had the roses. The bed was all ready to go.
No.
And I brought you over to the bed, and you're like, I'm not interested. No, that
because there was something on the bed.
All ready to go.
It wasn't rose petals. There was a stain. I don't know what it is. I can't take my clothes off.
Oh, beautiful rose petals. Beautiful.
Why wear pants?
You pantless freak.
I gave him, you see what I did? The verbal tip.
I did like the verbal tip, yes.
I'm naked right now.
You gave me 2 hours and 58 minutes of garbage, and then you threw in the verbal tip and made up for all of it.
Listen, I say your mom naked, and I'm like, okay.
I don't know what that's from. That's a weird one. All right, let's go to Alex in the car. Alex, you're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, guys. So I think I got the overtime rule that'll get the job done for everybody here. I think the biggest issue with these overtime rules is clearly if the game's tied, you're watching a tight game, right? And a back and forth. And you don't want an overtime rule that takes that away. That was the problem with the old rule with just kicking a field goal. It changed everything. And even now, I think if you make it so that the winner is the first team to put up 8 points, what that does is, if you march down the field, you score a touchdown, you get the two-point conversion. Like Rick said, absolutely. God bless. You whooped them. You deserve the win.
They said no already, though, Alex. Alex, they said no already. That was
right,
a proposal.
But just because they said no doesn't mean it's not a good idea. Like, that's what it should be. I think people they got to push it.
But here's the thing, though.
It works on every level.
But no, I don't think it does, because you have a huge advantage if you win the coin toss. You win the toss, and all of a sudden you go down there, touchdown, two-point conversion. The other team never gets a chance to have the football.
Yeah, but they don't deserve. Do they deserve to get the ball back if you can't? I mean, if you can't stop them.
So you're telling me that everything changes based solely on the two-point conversion? Because they're giving you another chance if they score. So if they're able to get the two, now they're not worthy of another chance?
No, but like at some point, like defense has to matter. Like if you can't stop them from scoring a touchdown plus a 2-point conversion, do you deserve to get the football? No. Like there has to be some emphasis kept on defense too.
Well, this really takes the defense out of it.
And that bothers me a little bit.
The problem with what you've seen also in these playoff games, I don't remember every one, but like the Kansas City, New England, it was up and down the field. Tons of points in the final couple minutes. So the offense
had a huge
advantage.
And two great quarterbacks. But that's the thing, though, and it's two great quarterbacks.
Right, but if you had a 13-13 game go to overtime, you might feel differently.
Yeah, with average quarterbacks, yeah. I mean, the reason why it was a big deal was because, Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes were playing out of their minds in that, and especially
exactly.
Josh Allen.
And you never got a chance to see Josh Allen.
Josh Allen was awesome in that game.
I thought that was one of the great performances I've ever seen. I thought he was different level.
He went to a different level in that game.
Right?
Yeah.
By the way, the whole tipping thing, people could not agree with me more.
I saw him getting destroyed in the poll.
There's a poll up on DiPietro and Rothenberg. You can follow it on Twitter, @DR on ESPN. If you order a pizza and pick it up, do you tip? 79%. Nope. 21%, yeah.
Now, maybe you should try tipping now and see how much better the pizza tastes.
Well, how is that possible?
I get special treatment. I come in and it's, hey, Rick, how you doing? Pizza's just, it's perfectly cooked.
It's almost like you're bribing them.
No, I'm not bribing anybody, but I mean, may get a free bag of garlic knots.
I thought you were going to say beluga caviar.
No.
Is that you started to go there, though?
No, that wasn't where I was going, but no.
And you know what else I don't like? When I pay for it with a credit card, and now I get upcharged.
Well, it's your own fault. Pay with cash. There's no upcharge. You get something with cash.
Who carries cash?
Well, but now you know the rules, so bring cash to get pizza.
But I never have cash on me.
Well, I didn't know the rules about your little PayPal situation. I got charged an extra $1.25 or something.
Well, because you didn't do the family and friends.
I don't trust the Venmo. I don't use the Venmo.
You're a big baby.
Same thing with gas. They upcharge you for credit card gas.
I don't like that either.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
I filled up last night. Guess how much?
And that beautiful BMW that you drive?
I don't have a BMW.
What happened to the BMW?
The lease was up. I returned it.
What'd you get?
I'm not telling you.
Did you get the car you wanted?
I'm not telling you what I got.
Did you get the car you wanted?
Maybe.
Did Sherry let you get it?
No, I don't have the. You don't think I would?
I'm not getting a Tesla. I'm not allowed.
No.
I can't believe you're not allowed to get a Tesla.
So I'm not allowed to get a Tesla.
I would say it cost you $80.
Nope. $70.
$70.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
This was not
the. This was not the time to buy a big old pickup truck. I can tell you that.
I would agree. What do you pay for a tank of gas?
As much as it lets me. It usually shuts me off.
Does it shut you off?
Yeah, it shuts me down.
Do they call your credit card company?
No,
Somebody's trying to fill up for gas over $100. This is obviously stolen.
Someone's filling up a boat with your credit card.
Yeah, some guy is just bringing jugs to the gas station. All right, so it is now time. 1-800-919-3776. I call it, we call it, Stump Rothenberg.
He's confident.
I want to be a college professor.
He's arrogant.
I'm the talent.
He's unstable.
I'm crazy.
He's Dave Rothenberg.
You like his book. You should read his book.
I don't read.
And now it's time to see if you can stump Rothenberg.
Uh-oh. Stump Rothenberg is always brought to you by Jackpocket. All right. Away we go. 1-800-919-3776. Anywhere you want to go. Now, RJ, I don't know if you've heard this. I've called you out on Saturday mornings. I think Ty screens a better call for Stump Rothenberg than you.
I don't know if I've heard it on Saturday. You tell me regularly, weekly.
Okay, good.
RJ doesn't waste his time listening to your Saturday show.
Do you feel that you are getting to a point where you're bettering this segment, or are questions firing through that shouldn't be getting on the air?
No, I think we've really tightened the ship up.
Okay, good, good, good. All right, let's go. We start out as we always do and bring in Andy in Merrick. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Diva Pietro and Rothenberg.
Oh, easy.
Yeah, that's right. This is the great Andy in Merrick,
of course.
Yeah,
I can't call in. I don't feel good.
I am the great Andy from Columbus, Ohio today. The home of the best rivalry in sports. Went to the Blue Jackets out of the night.
Where are you calling from? The hotel pool? I mean, can we put your mouth closer to the speaker here a little bit?
Why do you have to take shots at
Andy? Ricky.
Well, sounds like he's calling from the bathroom. Trump,
but I got to dupe the diva as well. Two NCAA questions for us. David.
Yes.
Not counting Arizona, which had two appearances vacated. Only four universities have appeared in each of the last 24 tournaments. Kansas, Duke, UNC. Who's the fourth one?
Kansas, Duke, UNC.
You said Carolina. You said in the last 24 tournaments?
Yes, sir.
So they've been to every tournament. How about
each of the last 24?
Now I'm talking to Rick. This is not my full answer right now. How about Michigan State, Rick? You think they could be that team?
Oh, Michigan
under
State.
Izzo? I think it's Michigan State. I feel good. I'm going to answer that. Final answer.
That is correct.
Boom.
Easy peasy.
Boom. Did you say? Oh, I think he said he had another one.
No, hang up.
They already did.
He doesn't have the energy.
You don't have to tell Santiago twice about.
He doesn't have the energy. Andy's on vacation.
All right, let's go. Bobby in Saratoga. Bobby, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
Hey, guys. All right, so there have only been three players in MLB history when they got their 3,000th hit to have hit a home run for their 3,000th hit. I think you know who the last two were. Who was the first one?
I think Boggs did it. I think
that's all he wanted.
Because A-Rod and Jeter did it, right? So I'll go with Boggs.
Yep.
There you go.
Correct.
And there you go. We're red hot today.
This is too easy.
I am too smart.
I can't wait to see this one question. I cannot wait to see this one question.
About you?
No, not about me.
About animals?
Yes.
RJ says it's a good question. Let's go. Jared in Morganville. Jared, you're on Stump Rothenberg.
All right. So a group of turkeys is called a raptor. What are a group of cicadas called?
Group of cicadas? Interesting question.
I think I know the answer.
How would you know the answer? If you get the answer to this.
Then I'm cheating.
No, you're a genius.
I believe it's a brood. Look, hands up, not on the computer.
That's correct.
Yes.
This may be your greatest performance of all time right now. I'm just saying.
Very smart.
No, but this is more than business. I mean, you're not wasting any time. There's no thinking. It's boom answer.
Boom answer. 1-800-919-3776. Tyler in Hamden. Tyler, this is about you.
Hey,
I don't know
guys.
If I'm going to get this one. Go ahead, Tyler.
Morning, fellas. How many goals has Alex Ovechkin scored on Rick DiPietro through his career?
Now let's be honest. Is that really a good question?
Listen, man. It's questions stump you. That's all I know.
No, but it's not a great question.
It's terrible. Does anybody care about the answer to that?
How dare you,
Rick? I think the guy sitting next to you will.
How dare you?
You think that there are people? Guess how many goals Ovechkin has on DiPietro?
I think
today?
They've said this. I think this has been done before. I think we did this on the point. I think they brought this up.
What, when he broke the most recent Yager record? They said how many goals he had on you.
Yeah, I know the answer to it because I was on the show, and it's not that many.
It's not that many. Come on.
I don't know, five.
Wow. Okay, that was a good one. Good guess.
That's
wow,
right.
Was that a guess?
Yeah, how would I have any
Holy.
Idea?
Holy, that's pretty, pretty good right there.
Are you guys messing with me? Is that really the answer?
No, five is right.
Well, I went there because you said it's not that many.
Someone help me!
Do you know who is in the who's given up the most or tied for the most?
I think Lundqvist is up there.
Yep, Marc-Andre Fleury and Lundqvist.
Yeah.
Yes! How about Lundqvist? Does Lundqvist have the best hair you've ever seen in your life?
That's my friend. He left me a birthday message, Henrik Lundqvist.
Guy's hair is amazing. If he does his own hair.
He's a very handsome man.
He may be a better hairdresser than he was ever a goal if he does his own
Dave,
hair.
Hey, Dave. Henrik Lundqvist here.
That's
guy's hair is gorgeous. You know, he's the head and shoulders guy over in Sweden.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
But there's no way that man has dandruff.
No, but he's got beautiful hair.
But it's too perfect.
It's gorgeous hair.
All right. You have a question or no?
Oh, yeah.
All right, what do you got?
Topical question. So Chris Kreider got his 23rd power play goal. Can you tell me who has the most power play goals in a season for your New York Rangers?
Oh, for the Rangers?
For the Rangers.
Let's see. I don't think it's Graves.
Single season.
Tomas Sandstrom, Tim Kerr. You think it could be Jágr, Jean Rattel? What does Kreider have now? 24?
Got 23.
23. And that was 45 last night, right?
Oh, he's having a hell of a season.
Gartner. Gartner could be up there. He was good on the power play.
Mark Gartner was good on the power play.
And Gravy, but I don't think it's Graves.
Single season.
With Jágr, but I don't have tremendous confidence in that.
Jágr was skating by two.
That is correct, my friend. 24 power play goals in a season.
It's all happening right now. How many does he have?
Yeah, 24.
So that'll be broken, you have to imagine.
Well, I mean, the clip he's going at, yeah.
What are we, like 5-0 right now?
But this is a whole different level, 5-0.
Why? Because now they're immediate answers?
Well, because if you did the algorithm, which is the right answer plus time, and this is a different
level. So this is a more impressive version.
Yes.
All right.
I did my little algorithm yesterday. Yeah. See, you love playing that.
Let's go to Lou in Staten Island. Lou, you're on Stump Rothen.
Question.
Yeah.
Only two fighters were able to beat Evander Holyfield, Mike Tyson, and George Foreman. Name the two fighters.
Boxing question.
It's a good question.
You don't get a lot of boxing questions. This is going to be very impressive if you get it.
It's a good question.
Dave doesn't even know how to throw a punch, so if he gets this question right.
Roar! You think that's funny, huh? I mean, really, you think that's hysterical?
No, I'm laughing at the roar.
I get horrendous take, Rick.
You want me to give you a hint of where they fought out of?
I don't want a hint, but I don't know.
How about a date? Can we get the date?
New York.
Ooh.
What does that mean? Wait, you said can we get the date, and he says New York?
Yeah, whatever. He's trying to give hints, all right?
I don't know.
Obviously, both of them beat George Foreman in his second
comeback. Wait, so this guy beat all of those guys?
Two guys beat three of them. Mike Tyson, Evander Holyfield, and George Foreman.
How about Lennox Lewis?
No.
How about Riddick Bowe?
No.
Come on, Dave.
I don't know the answer. I'm thinking who else it could be. How about Michael Moore?
No.
I don't know.
Oh, he said it was New York.
Both of them fought out of New York. I want to say in the last 20 years, obviously.
James Toney.
No.
I don't have the answer. I don't know.
Genius as you are, and I give you all the compliments. You're not good in boxing, but this is a tough one to let you know boxing from the New York standpoint.
Well, what's the answer?
The answer is Lou Savarese and Alex the Destroyer Stewart.
You would have never got that.
I mean, Lou Savarese beat Evander Holyfield?
That's what he said.
I don't know that
I'll
that's
look it
true.
Up. I'll look it up.
I don't know that that's true. That Lou Savarese beat Evander Holyfield.
Oh, he sounded confident.
All right, do a little recognizance there right, and figure right. that out. All right, RJ, you can put us back in a better way.
New York.
Be a bad guy you are.
It was a panic answer, but it's
what
okay.
What a bad guy you are.
Who's a bad guy?
What's the date, RJ. New York?
He's just holding back. He's a bad guy.
I laughed.
Do you want the date? No, New York. Thank you.
Dave, what time should we break? Tuesday.
Yeah.
All right, so free agency going on. Dave, current players on your Giants we're going to run through. All right? This is a new one, but you should know this. Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod Taylor. I don't know that I know that.
Oh no.
But did he go to, wait, it might be Virginia Tech.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
No. Oh, yeah, I knew you'd know.
Yeah. I think he's from the same town as Iverson, actually.
Listen, you were once a man of the people in that general area, so.
A little further south, but yes.
All right. A little easier. Sterling Shepard.
Oklahoma.
Thank you. Darius Slayton.
Was he Auburn?
Yeah, he was Auburn.
Oh.
All right. Gets a little tougher now. Nate Solder.
Now, you said on the Giants. Nate Solder no longer on the Giants.
Correct. Sorry.
That being said, I think he went to University of Colorado.
That's right.
Yeah.
And this one's challenging, but I think you'll know it.
Okay.
Matt Breida.
The running back Matt
Breida. Like the water filter?
That's right.
No, that's Breida. This is Breida.
Love the Breida, though.
Georgia Southern.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Good work.
That's nice.
So outside of that Lou Savarese's question, I got them all right. Did you do any work on that one?
He beat Lou Savarese. I'm not seeing a loss against him.
Oh, no.
Still scrolling.
Keep scrolling. That's Stump Rothenberg, brought to you by the Jackpocket app. Play official state lottery games on your phone. Download the app and get your first Mega Million or Powerball ticket for free using code ESPN. Must be 18 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, wants or needs help, call 877-8-HOPE-NY. Visit jackpocket.com/TOS for terms of service. Are you telling me that he was incorrect with his answer?
I'm looking right now. It says it was a win on June 30th, 2007.
And Santiago is saying that Savarese did not beat Holyfield.
Maybe he meant to fight?
Well, that's not what he said.
Well, no, that's not what he said, so we can't count it.
All right, so then we had a perfect edition of Stump Rothenberg.
Well done. Really
there
good
we go.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.